This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're just tuning in, this dude is broke. Him and his girl are talking about getting married. His credit is bad. His credit is whack. And now she's having second thoughts about marrying this guy because she doesn't want to take on that credit problem.
He's not necessarily broke. He just doesn't prioritize his debt.
Carla says, if you're broke, you can't get a look with me. That's pretty much what you said.
No, I'm saying,
try to say it a nicer way. I'm waiting.
Please be actively working on your credit if it's not good. I'm not saying my credit's perfect, but I work on it, and I don't expect...
marry the person with bad credit? Yes or no? Simple question.
I don't have to answer that.
Okay, so the answer is no. We're taking calls at 869-1093. We're causing families to argue this morning. A mom is in the car with her kids on the way to school. Go ahead, Mom.
Me and my car is arguing again. I'm going to have to say I agree with Carla because...
No! What was that?
My six-year-old thinks that it's okay to date somebody with bad credit. He said you could just earn money, but obviously he's his father's child. Get back in the back seat.
I'm dealing with that with Hitman.
Damn, she's arguing with her kid.
If I ask you what your credit is and you look at me like you're five and I ask you what 12 times 12 is, I can't even do nothing with you. Like, the interest not going to go off your credit score. When I hear bad credit, I just hear money going out the window.
And I'm not saying, oh, I'm not going to mess with you, I'm bougie. I'm like, are you working on your credit? Let me know you're working towards that and trying to build your credit at least.
And then get back at me.
If they're serious, they're going to go fix that credit.
No.
You got bad credit. The car payment went from $289 all the way up to $500-and-something extra. Like, come on. You have a $10 extra consideration.
Okay, and be easy on your six-year-old kid. He's a smart kid, by the way.
Mommy, yes, he's dumb.
And Mommy has good credit.
At the end of the day.
Shouldn't talk to your mom like that, kid. Jeez.
Yeah, you,
you too.
I mean, have you ever heard the expression, baby's kids? That kid just said his mom was acting dumb. What?
At least her credit's high.
869-1093. We got a lady that's got the last word on the argument. Ladies, would you marry a guy that you knew had bad credit? I say if you're young and neither one of you have anything, go for it.
I say, what's the rush? Wait.
Let's go to the power lines. Go ahead, girl. You got a perspective.
Sure. You just don't change your name. Then they're his credit problems and not yours.
Oh, is that the secret?
That's the secret.
So you can get married and not change your name.
As long as you don't change your name to his name, then whoever has the credit problems, it wouldn't matter because it would only be technically linked to their last name. So you'd be fine.
That sounds too easy.
What do you mean it sounds too easy?
It's the truth.
This is even more reason why I'm not changing my last name when I get married.
Oh, my God.
So even more reason.
Not,
I was going to hyphenate.
If you're a traditionalist, then you would have a real problem with this. And, Carla, I do recall at one point you say you were a little bit more traditional about love.
About the vows.
Oh.
Traditional or not, if you love him, you'd be willing to accept that and just say, okay, this is what we're going to do.
Right.
Until you get it fixed.
I told my wife that when we got married, she had to change my name.
What do you mean?
So you were running from yours?
No. I told her she had to change my name to Daddy.
Oh, I'm so mad at you right now. I'm so mad that we were actually interested in what you had to say. And we walked right into it. And he's so proud of himself.
Whatever. Yeah, that's it. Come on over here to Daddy. Come on now.
As long as Daddy ain't broke.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.